Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Chrissy Blaze. Chrissy is an astrologer who trained at the Faculty of Astrological Studies, London, in the 1980s. She is an international speaker and author of 12 published books, including 6 astrology books. Her latest work is the pioneering book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planets. She is a regular media guest and co-host of Aetherius Radio Live on Body Mind Spirit Radio. She was a direct disciple of renowned yoga master and founder of the Aetherius Society, Dr. George King, for over 20 years in London and Los Angeles. Chrissy is a healer who first learned to heal at the age of 14 and has practiced and taught this for most of her life. She is dedicated to helping people unlock their spiritual potential and has taught aspects of spiritual science to small and large groups. Chrissy lives in Michigan, USA, with her husband and fellow healer teacher, Gary Blake.
How are you?
Chrissy, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Wonderful. It's such a wonderful time. What, you know, well, very difficult and challenging, yet very enlightening. This whole, you know, big shift that we are going into, and we're going to get right into it and talk all about it. But first of all, Chrissy, I believe that humanity, we are going through a great awakening, and I really believe we're going through a heightening of this great awakening at this time. What does this mean for you, and how is astrology connected to this awakening?
I think astrology is what's helping to cause the awakening, actually. And, you know, as above, so below. And even if you don't believe in astrology, it still affects us. You know, it's one of those things like, whether if something's true, it is, whether you believe it or not. Astrology is like that. You may not believe it, but it believes you, you know. And the fact, the movement of the planets, as I believe living intelligences, highly advanced living intelligences, affects not just us, but all life on this planet. And the movement of the planets affects us. And we're coming into this time in 2025 of, it's really unprecedented. There hasn't been a time like this astrologically since about the middle of the 15th century, the time of the Great Renaissance. And you may think, oh, this is fantastic. You know, it's going to be, one day we're going to wake up and there's going to be a tremendous Renaissance, but it's going to be hard won.
It is. You've got to go through the darkness to get to the light.
You believe that too. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's going to be hard won, but funnily enough, the planets, all the outer planets, that's the most distant planets, are changing signs within the space of just about 8 months, which is, as I say, very, very rare, happens about every 600 years or so or more. And it's not by chance, it's by design. And I think there is a grand design for the awakening and the enlightenment of humanity. Which is hard to imagine when we look back at our history and we look at our what's going on now,
yes.
But it will happen.
Yes, we're moving into the golden age, the age of Aquarius, which is the golden age.
Yeah, I think we've been in the age of Aquarius since about the 1960s. There are different theories on that, but it's sort of gradually awakening, and there are different overlays of the planets are causing, you know, things to change slowly and gradually so that we can come into this age more confidently. But it really, as you're absolutely right, the next 3 years, I think we're going to see massive changes.
Definitely.
And we're going to be fully into the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
And Pluto has just moved into Aquarius, November the 19th. And Aquarius, you know, it's a wonderful sign, but it's a sign of revolution and inspiration. Well, interestingly, I think it was about 10 days after it moved into Aquarius, this tiny planet, which is so far away, you'd think it would have no effect at all, has a tremendous effect on us personally and global consciousness.
Yes.
In 10 days, there was this revolution in Syria, which, you don't know how it's going to work out, but certainly it brought hope to the people of Syria after decades of really suffering.
And that, let's get on to the Aquarius, Pluto, because Pluto is the, isn't it, the planet of death and rebirth? Yeah, and it's been in Capricorn for the past 16 years, and it's heavy, heavy Capricorn. Honestly, I feel, for me, this has been a heavy karmic, long drawn out all them years, and only now, as you said, when as Pluto goes into Aquarius, do we feel this enlightening, this lightening up, of this heaviness that the whole planet's been on.
Yeah, interesting that you've mentioned that. It went into Capricorn in 2008. And then, of course, almost immediately we had the financial crash because Capricorn, among other things, rules institutions, financial institutions, governments, religious institutions, and so forth. And so, being in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, as you say, the planet of karma, we certainly felt that. I don't think it's going to be much easier in this next eight. There's certainly a different energy, which I think we can feel already, right? You're feeling already, Joanne.
Definitely, I can feel that. And I think a lot of people around the world can feel that as well.
Yeah, there is an awakening, and it's interesting. Your show is called The Great Awakening. Can I ask you how long you, what brought you to come up with that wonderful title?
Because this is what we're all going through. This is the, I think we're going through, humanity is going through an awakening collectively and individually, and we really are coming into our own now. I think it's fastening up the whole of this awakening process, and I believe that humanity has individually and collectively are going through a dark night of the soul. This is where we purge the darkness. We can't build the new earth over the darkness. The darkness has to purge. It has to come up. We have to bring it up to the light. We have to embrace that darkness because we are shadow and we are light. We are both, and we have to integrate it and release it, so that we won't go back to them dark things, because there's a lot of darkness in this world, that has to be
Yeah,
seen.
I think
Unfortunately.
that it's very important that you mention that because there is a sort of a theory among some people that we shouldn't focus on the darkness. Well, I totally disagree with that because we have to know the other side. And I think it's really important. And at the end of any cycle, and as I say, all the planet, the outer planets, the most distant planets are moving into other signs, which means they're ending the cycle in a previous sign. The end of every sign, whether it's the end, the cycle of your birthday, you find that just before your birthday, there's kind of a difficult period usually. And before the end of any cycle, there's a difficult period because it's karma. It's the
That's
karma
right.
created.
And do you think that the karma fastens up a little bit? At the end of that cycle, like we all go through these cycles, but the end of this car your karmic cycle that you've been in for many, many years, the karma gets very heavy. It's almost like the darkness gets really dark just before that dawn. It's almost like all the testing really, really tests you before you can, before, because you can't take that karma with you into the new cycle. Can you?
Well, you can if you don't deal with it,
Yeah,
basically.
that's right. But then you're just going to
That's,
carry on and you're going to go on that circle again. It's,
exactly, yeah. It is the time to realize that when you go through these dark periods, that it's for a reason. You are burning up karma and not give up because it is true, as you just said, it's the darkest night comes before the brightest dawn. And if only people can hold on to that and realize that, well, they're going through this, but things will get better. The sun will rise and just kind of deal with it. Even if you go through a health crisis or something really major, if you can just keep that attitude that, and get through it, then that will really help. I know I've had my own challenges and kept that attitude that things, this is karma I'm going through and learn from it, actually. We can all learn from our karma.
Definitely. And
Otherwise,
so we don't repeat it again and carry on with the perpetual cycle.
exactly.
Oh,
Exactly.
thank
So,
goodness. That's all I can say. I don't want to go
Yeah.
through any of that again. I just want the new now, the new, you know. And let's talk about this big shift. Please describe 2025, the big shift, and what this means. And you said about the outer planets and all of the other planets and, you know, changing signs. End of cycles, end of cycles. It's the synchronicity is amazing, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. As I say, that's why I believe there is a plan
Definitely.
for peace and enlightenment of humanity, a great cosmic plan. And I believe the planets, and I'm sort of probably one of the few astrologers that believe this, but I believe they're living, advanced, breathing intelligences. And I wrote a book about the Earth in astrology, which isn't really taking into account in astrology. And in it, there's a lot of scientific evidence that, in fact, the Earth is alive and that she
Definitely.
has an in-breath and an out-breath.
Yes,
And
heartbeat, the mother's heartbeat. Earth has it, the heartbeat. Yeah.
exactly. Yeah, you're aware of that.
The
Yeah,
human
it's,
resonance. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. The Schumann resonance has been proven and it's known about by the NASA has a Schumann generator and other the Russian space station initially had one. Because it helped the health of the astronauts who used to have, a lot of problems with their health in the early days, because it's a very real thing, the Earth's heartbeat. And all the planets are alive
Yeah.
and they're all radiating their energies and they all have chakras, just as we
That's
do.
right. They're all big chakras in themselves. That's what my guru, one of my gurus said. They are big. They're like, because we are the microcosm with our seven chakras, the prominent ones, we're the microcosm. The macrocosm is the heavens with the seven main planets that are big chakras in themselves.
The galaxy, yeah, indeed. Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't heard anyone say that, but yeah, exactly. So they're constantly radiating energy as our chakras do and taking in energy as our chakras do. And I think this is one of the reasons why astrology works, actually. And you may say, well, Pluto is so far away. How can it possibly affect us? But of course, through quantum physics, we've realized that there's no time and space doesn't really affect certain things, energy and thought and so forth. And I think the energies are just coursing through them and helping us. And the idea of the planets, I think, the whole idea of the plan is to help us to evolve and become more enlightened. But it's how we have free will and it's how we deal with the energies. But they're always there to help us to grow. And even Pluto, you mentioned Pluto, Joanne, earlier. It has a way if it affects one of our personal planets. If it's, say, for example, in your chart, it's affecting your moon, it's going over your moon in your chart. Of course, it won't do actually, but in the chart, it does. Then you will feel it's sort of breaking you down. It will be very hard, actually, very, very hard. But it's breaking you down to your almost nothing. It's breaking you down to God, if you like,
Yeah.
to your true potential. And then it will gradually build you up again. So if you are going through a Plutonian cycle, then try and hold on to that thought. It's breaking you down and getting rid of the things that don't work and so forth. And with Pluto now in Aquarius, it's going to affect groups of people because Aquarius is all about groups and friends and associates and so forth. So it will, for example, perhaps your group of friends, you'll find out really who is your friend, or break down the things that aren't working and build up what's true and right. So it's
Beautiful.
trying to help us.
Yeah. As all the planets are, you know, astrotheology, for me, I mean, you talk about the divine cosmic plan, which we are all living, you know, that's to come back to our divinity within, is it not?
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
That's because that's been taken away from us, you know, and I think that's the biggest travesty that has happened to humanity. And that's why we're awakening to it. We're awakening to, we are human divine beings having this earthly experience as a spiritual being, having an earthly experience.
Yeah, you said some interesting things there, Joanne. I like the term astrotheology. Never heard that before. Is that something that you came up with? I mean, that's very
Yeah, I
interesting.
write about that in my book because a lot of the ancients used to revere, yeah. the sun and the moon and the stars, and it was astrotheology, yeah, meaning worshipping the sun. And the sun is the biggest pranic energy, solar orb that we have. It gives out massive amounts of life force energy. If it wasn't for the sun, we'd be dead. But it's like the sun, which was to our ancients God, yeah, astrotheology, became over many years the son of God, so
Yes,
yeah. But we all have that divinity within, and I think this awakening is awakening our divinity within and learning that we can create. We're mini creator gods, aren't we?
yes, we are. Interesting about the sun. One thing I always tell my clients when they say, "Well, I'm nothing like my sun," you might have a, and I always say to them, "Well, you're supposed to be in this life learning how to be your sun sign."
Yes.
And because that the sun is like the director of the play of our lives, if you like. And if you can get the sun in the center of your life, if that makes sense, if you're a Leo, then you need to work on becoming a leader in some way. And different signs have different aspects. You have to kind of grow into them. And then everything else seems to fall into place. The other planets can have their role. So it's very important to learn about your sun sign. And I wrote a book on that called Superstar Signs, which I think is a pretty good book. It's one of my favorite books, actually, because
Brilliant.
I took 60 famous people, and some not so famous, but all very, very interesting people who exemplified or personified the different sun signs. And tried to also talk about the karmic lessons and all that kind of thing. So I'm big into the sun.
Definitely, definitely. I'm Gemini. I'm such a Gemini.
Oh,
Definitely.
you're Gemini.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But also, do you believe about, I think the nodes of the moon are very important as well. We're just going through I've just gone through I'm in my nodal return. Mine's in Aries,
Oh,
the
me
Aries.
too.
Really?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's just going
And
through
learning
me
to
too.
be a leader. We've got to learn to be a leader, with the Aries, the warrior. Well, I'd like to say a peaceful warrior.
The spiritual warrior. Yeah, interesting. We're coming into the a very important Aries influence in 2025, when both Saturn and Neptune are coming into 0 degree Aries, which is the beginning of the zodiac. And it's a very, very important degree in astrology. And they're coming together in that sign, which is a lot of power.
Wow.
Saturn and Neptune coming together in that sign. So it's going to be, I call it the year of the spiritual warrior next year.
Wow.
But because it's the Renaissance, which we are going to see, will be hard won. But the planets will provide us, if you like, with the energy we need to fight that battle with ourselves. Actually, the fight is the battle with our lower selves, the
Yes.
resistance to allowing our light to shine, the resistance to becoming the godlike beings we truly are. So it will help us to fight that and to fight injustice and other things in the world. I think there will be, at least the beginning of the year will be very turbulent.
Yes.
But round about the fall, there should be more harmony coming in when the planets are making wonderfully harmonious aspects with each other, which really helps.
So incredible, absolutely incredible. And as we move on in these next years, do you see the old outdated systems in our society, dissolving, and the new unifying systems that benefit humanity, replacing them, and new innovative? I mean, the things that are going to come, this awakening is just it's an awakening on all levels. It's not just a spiritual awakening. It's a physical, it's an emotional, it's environmental. There's an awakening on all levels and all systems, health, universities, schools, education, political. It's just phenomenal.
It is, yeah, absolutely. And it definitely will be on all levels. You can't quite see how it's going to go from where we are now, which is a materialistic society, which has many, many problems in many countries. And there's a lot of selfishness in the world, where we kind of, and a lot of darkness and war, and we're still fighting each other. Can you believe that? I mean, sometimes
Unbelievable.
you look back at the history of humanity and you think we're still doing it. We're
Yeah.
still acting from this place of revenge, which
Yes.
is so Old Testament, even. It's like, when will we ever learn? But I think we'll be forced to learn. I mean,
Yeah.
one thing I believe why the energies are have risen is that the Earth herself underwent an initiation, July the 8th, 1964. This is what I've learned through the teachings of the Aetherius Society, which is a spiritual organization that I belong to for many, many decades, actually. And she went through a very important initiation on that date, primary initiation, and is gradually releasing her energies, helping humanity to rise. She didn't want to do it all at once because she would have, we wouldn't have been able to exist. But basically, because she is a very enlightened intelligence herself, she has sacrificed herself for us, if you like, and we never really think about it like that, but we're
Yeah.
living on this beautiful planet who gives us everything we need and to journey through life and to evolve, and we rarely ever think about trying to give back. Well, there has been a change since the environmental movement, which is a good thing, but just giving back, giving thanks to the earth,
Yeah.
as used to happen with the
Yes, with the ancients, with our ancestors.
I think this is something we need to start doing as well, to give thanks to the earth, and that will help the change to take place in a more harmonious way, I believe.
Just like the indigenous, they all gave thanks. This is how, because our, Western civilization has come away from nature. This I think has done, we're living in tiny boxes. We don't ground anymore. We don't walk in nature. We don't get the pranic healing energy of mother, of the mother coming into us. I really believe that. We come from the oneness and we are all, we fall, we fail, we come down, we learn about the mother, we thank the mother for giving us our physical body here. And then we rise our kundalini upwards to get to the father, which is Shiva and Shakti come together for that wholeness, that enlightenment, that balance. Which is what we're all of us wish for. And that to me is enlightenment, finding that balance between, all the opposites, the feminine and the masculine within, the light and the dark within. It's having that balance between all of them dualities within us, isn't it?
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It is. Yeah, that's a very beautiful way of saying it. Yes, I agree, absolutely. But I think one of the ways, important ways of doing that is not just through mantra and prayer and all those, to raise our own consciousness, but also I think these really are the days of realizing that we are our brothers and sisters' keeper. Yes. And giving service, if it's through healing or through helping, there are a million ways to do that. And I think our enlightenment, it's important that we go for our enlightenment. Yes. Using spiritual practices and so forth, but we also have to, I think, help raise the whole, because we are one.
Yes, and we are.
This idea of, you mentioned separation, is such an old idea, and that has to change. And I think, yes, that will change in the next few years.
I definitely believe that, because at the core, God, Goddess, Source, whatever you want to call the Creator, put a part of itself inside of as the soul consciousness inside of every single being, inside of every organic body. Therefore, there's only one. We all share the same consciousness, you know? And I think that is the realization. Once you realize, you awaken to that, you can't harm another. You'll be harming yourself, because what you give out, you receive back. It's just, you know, that's what Jesus said. Give and it will be given unto you, you know? And I think but also, earth peace through self peace. Once we do the work on ourselves, we raise our vibration. We can be an example to others, and then they can shine their light, you know, and then they will help others to shine their light. And it goes on and on and on, does it not?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. The law of karma in action, the more we give out, the more we get back, you know, and we don't do it for that reason. But, you know, every second of every hour of every day, we have a chance to change for the better through our thoughts and actions. And I think this is the time. Pluto and Aquarius and all Neptune and Saturn and Aries and Uranus is moving into Gemini later in the year. All these changes is the time for us to realize that every second is precious. And in this new era, we want to be completely different and better than in the previous one. And I think it's going to become evident that we have to, you know, we can say those things, but to actually put them into action is more difficult for all of us, I think, you know, because we get annoyed by things and this and that. Well, that's fair enough. But we have to realize that we're responsible for our every thought and our every action, and try and make that as positive as possible.
That's in the right. New cycle. I always say that, Chrissy, that's so true. Everything in our life has been self-created, you know, and that's why you get to the point where you try and make all your thoughts, feelings, words and actions of a sacred nature, so they don't cause any more karma. It's and you become the master of your emotions, you know, because that to me, that's what the devil and the ego and, you know, that's negativity. That's your negative, self-sabotaging, destructive thoughts. That's your self-limiting beliefs. That's what, you know, is holding us back. It's and that's the eternal, that's the battle, isn't it? With the ego and the God self, that's what I call it, yeah.
Yeah, the eternal battle, yeah. And this is, as I say, this will be the year when we have to fight our lower nature, to fight injustice, to fight all the things that are wrong in the world, for it to change. I mean, the planets are helping us to change, but they can't do it for us. You know, we chose free will, yes, instead of freedom, and free will to do whatever we want on this planet. Yeah. Unlike the other planets, and I believe that's another whole teaching, I believe the other planets are inhabited too in our solar system by much more advanced beings than we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, UFOs, flying saucers, is a topic I've been interested in since I was very young. And I've talked about that from over the years too. Whether we believe them or not, they still keep on coming, and they have been coming to this earth for thousands of years. There are artist representations of them. There's reports of them in the Bible and so on and so forth. And they're still here helping us. And this is it. We're being helped not just by extraterrestrial intelligences, highly advanced beings, but also by the spiritual hierarchy of Earth.
Definitely. In the multi, I believe in the multi-dimensional universe, there are so many evolved spiritual, highly spiritual beings that are helping us at this time. You know, yeah, it's just beautiful. And with all of these opportunities that are happening, you know, as you say, for the first time in what is it, how many, 700 years in 2025, how we've talked about how they are transforming, you know, they're transforming our world and transforming us. It's like the beginning, really. So 2025 is, it will feel almost like the initiation.
Yeah. See, the energies are higher, so we have to grow into them, if you like, by doing our spiritual practice and that. But for some people who resist them, it's going to be really difficult.
Yeah.
It causes disturbance too, and you can see that now on this planet. I think there's more people committing suicide than ever, and people are kind of losing hope.
Yes.
So I think the message we're trying to give there, Joanne, isn't it, in your show, is that there is hope, and that we will see the bright new dawn, and this kind of thing is so important to put that message out.
Definitely.
Because people need to realize that.
And it's unstoppable, Chrissy. It's unstoppable. It cannot be stopped. The dark forces cannot stop this. This is the eternal good versus evil, the light versus dark. And I really believe in the higher, you know, spiritual multidimensional realms, the heavenly realms. You know, this is already been, it's already been won. It's, you know, goodness has already prevailed. God, goodness is all the same. It just takes time for it to manifest down into our earthly realm, which is causing all of the chaos, all of the upheaval, all the darkness to be raised up and for us to see that darkness. This is what is happening now. And I believe we're in the birthing stage of, you know, which is the most painful, and it's going to go on for a little bit, for, you know, maybe a couple of decades, we don't know how long. But, you know, when the head comes out of the woman, you know, it's like, that's the most painful time. And I think that, you know, we are through it, but there is that light. And, you know, with everything, the contrast and the darkness pushes us to the precipice to say no more. We're not having any more. We don't want this injustices. We don't want this corruption. We don't want this evil. We don't want these people, you know, doing all this. Now is the time. I've had enough. I can't take it anymore. It pushes us to change ourselves, to change our society, to change our environment, to change our politics, to change the government systems, to change everything.
Yeah, that you brought up some interesting points there, Joanne, about the forces of darkness, because I believe that they're very brilliant.
So
just the forces of light are very brilliant. And I think they've been aware of this time too for a long time, and they've been preparing for it, the forces of darkness as well.
Yeah.
So it really will be a battle for our souls, if you like.
Yes.
And this is why it's so important for us to really know ourselves and to know that part of us, which is our lower self, which is prompting us to do this and this and this, and the part of us, which is our higher self, which is wanting us to, you know, go forward into the light and help others and pray for the world and do what we can to help. But it's going to be a real battle, as you say, and the forces of darkness cannot be underestimated. Very, very brilliant. Very brilliant. And my master, Dr. George King, who founded the Aetherius Society, was the real deal. He was very aware of this side of things, as well as the forces of light who are helping us.
Yeah. But, and I always say this, and I totally believe this, Darkness has within it the seed of its own self-destruction.
Yeah, as well. And darkness has within it the seed of light. It has to, because as you said,
To transform.
We all have the divine spark of God within us. Everyone, every life form, even the very darkest of the dark, has that.
Yes.
And they're clever in that they manage to avoid reincarnation, and they, they sort of stop. They must stop the Kundalini from rising to a high chakra and all this. They're very, very clever. Never underestimate them. But and they affect many people, and they're the ones that affect the pawns they have on this earth, who start the wars, who, you know, and so forth. But we don't want to be pawns of the dark forces. If anything, we want to be pawns of the light.
Yes, yes. But there's many more of us, and we are moving. This great awakening is, I can feel it. It's the birthing of this unity consciousness and love awareness, which is raising the planet. And it's just all of us ordinary, amazing, wonderful people. We're coming together, all of our brothers and sisters all around the world. We're in unity consciousness. We're feeling that. You know, we're feeling that. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it is the time to, we have to choose our side, you know, everybody.
Yes.
I talk as if I know a lot of people who are on the dark side. I don't, but I just look
yeah.
at, you have to be realistic. There's a lot of people are very confused.
Yes.
And you just have to choose a side. Choose the side of light, because that's how you're going to win through this.
That's right. And be humble. You know, use your intuition when you're on the internet with people, with everything. You know, this intuition is your divine intelligence. You know, that's why going within and meditating is knowing thyself. And you know, I go in and I charge myself up with that divine love light energy. And I know that it's almost like, you know, it's this beautiful protection around me, you know, that I feel that so much. And that's why nothing can give me that in the 3D. I can only get that when I go within and meditate and be with God in, you know, in that place. And I think that, you know, that's beautiful, to know thyself, because then you're not influenced so much by outside things. We call it in yoga, we call it Maya, the matrix, the egoic matrix, the 3D, you know, temptations, what they've made in this world, you know. But we also have the divine matrix, which is our connection to all living beings, and that beautiful, that, you know, that goes out to all the planets, and to, you know, that's connected to God, Goddess. It's that beautiful divine stream of love light energy that can never be severed. And that's why, you know, connecting to that every day is so important, and it raises your vibration.
It's so important. Yeah. One of my first book, well, actually my first published book was Work Out for the Soul, because I knew most people couldn't do, I wrote that decades ago. I don't even know if it's still in print. I think you might be able to find a copy or two. But I know at the time, a lot of people were saying, well, I can't spend an hour a day meditating. And I put together a 10-minute practical workout for the soul of prayer, of positive affirmations, of visualization, so that you know, people could just do something quickly. Because I my feeling is, it's, I'm very practical, moon in Taurus, Aries sun. I just think it's better to do something than nothing at all.
Yes.
And so you do something every day. People will think, oh, I can't do it, spend an hour in meditation or 2 hours in meditation. But everyone can spend 5 minutes,
That's
10
right.
minutes.
Just to have that connection.
To raise the vibration, as you say, through mystic visualizations, the violet flame practice I use, other things too. And it really does change how you feel. I try and do it first thing in the morning, pranayama, breathing exercises. Again, that all helps to strengthen our spiritual armor, if you like.
Yes, it's like the armor of divine love light energy, the armor of God, Goddess around you. You know, and I really believe it repels that negativity, you know, it really does. And the more you do that, the more the negative people won't show up in your life, the more good things come to you. It's you're changing your point of attraction. It's your charisma. It's your attraction. It's you're focusing on the love, which and love is attraction, and you're drawing them things to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's so true that that's what we have to do. That's our job, if you like, to radiate that love from our higher chakras, to raise that. That's our job. And in that way, we help those around us too. And that's the important thing in this time, is to look at the world as a whole, to serve the world as a whole. One practice I use is the 12 blessings, which is an amazing spiritual practice. And I don't know if I can just give a website or not, 12blessings.org, where you can join together with, we have 26 countries joining together in these blessings on a daily basis. And people, the ways to bring spiritual light and energy into the world. And we're hoping to get over 100 countries, so if anyone's listening and they'd like to join in a half an hour a day, it is, or you can just join whenever you want to in these wonderful blessings, then that really does help. It's not attached to any particular religious ideology. And if you have no religious belief at all, but you are a humanitarian, you can still use these beautiful blessings, which were delivered. Blessed are they who work for peace. Blessed are the wise ones. Blessed are they who love. Blessed are the planetary ones. Blessed are the thanksgivers. Blessed are they who heal. Blessed is the Mother Earth. Blessed is the mighty sun. Blessed are the supreme lords of karma. Blessed are the is the galaxy. Blessed are the supreme lords of creation. And blessed is the absolute. I think that's all 12. And these, I think we've, so they're
That's
beautiful.
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, so if you'd like to join with them, anyone who's listening, then we'd love to have you.
And that's 1, 2, 3 blessings.
One, two blessings, the
One, two
12
blessings.
dot org. Yeah.
Wow, that is so beautiful.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And the more people, unity, come humanity, community, coming together. When two or more gather in my name, when we're all in meditation together, when we're thinking, feeling on the divine together, it just amplifies that blessing, doesn't it? It makes it
Absolutely.
so much more powerful.
Absolutely, yeah. These blessings were delivered through Dr. King. He was a great yogic medium, was able to
Wow.
raise the Kundalini to a high level, and then he received messages from higher intelligences around this earth, as then the spiritual hierarchy, and finally from cosmic intelligences. And these blessings were delivered in 1958 over 12 separate Sundays by none other than the cosmic avatar of love, the Master Jesus, for these days, for this age, to include a cosmic concept. And the cosmic concept, of course, is that we're reaching out in the blessings beyond the Mother Earth to the Sun, the galaxy, the Lords of Creation, and Lords of Karma, and so forth. And so they're absolutely beautiful blessings. The writing is profound, it's great teaching, but also a practice as well.
Oh,
So.
definitely, because it's very important, to be thankful and to give blessings
Yeah.
for everything that you have and for everything in your life and for the earth and for the mother. Put your hands on her and thank her, and to all the animals and to all the beings that are on this beautiful realm, in this realm that we live in.
That's a great thing to do. And even if you don't want to do any spiritual practices, as you say, just tread the path of thankfulness.
Yeah.
And that really is a path in itself, I believe, because the more you give thanks, the more you get back. And it's like it's a beautiful, beautiful path to take. Be thankful for the air you breathe, for the food you eat. The water you drink is a whole way of being, which will lead us upwards, definitely.
That's
Instead of
true.
why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
I went through a very difficult health challenge for 9 years, actually, and I tried to remember I'm never a victim. This is my karma, and I kind of a miracle because I came out of it very well because I think I kept that attitude and also had friends around the world who are healers. As I am too. And but to keep that attitude, whatever you're going through, you're not a victim. This is your karma, and we have karma from lifetimes ago that we're
That's
dealing
right.
with. We all have karma.
Yes.
And we probably wouldn't be on this earth. We'd be
Exactly.
on a higher, more advanced
Yeah.
planet.
And please, Chrissy, where can we go and read your books?
Oh, thank you. Well, I have a website, chrissyblaze.com, and it really just has my books. Well, I have an astrologycity.com as well. So chrissyblaze.com is my personal website that you can get links to my books. I've got 12 books, 6 spiritual books, and 6 astrology books. And astrologycity.com is my astrology website.
Wonderful. Well, we can go and get a chart. You do the personal astrology for people. Yes.
I do, but I'm way behind because I'm doing other things too, a lot of writing and stuff. But if anyone is more interested to learn about the astrology in depth this year, I am giving a Zoom lecture on January the 17th, and you can find out about it at Eventbrite, the US Eventbrite.
Wonderful.
So it's called The Astrology of 2025, A New Spiritual Renaissance.
I just love that. The new spiritual renaissance. How incredible is that? And I just want to say, Chrissy, thank you. Thank you for all of your divine wisdom and all your knowledge, your beautiful spiritual insights about the future and about this 2025 year, this big shift and this spiritual renaissance that we're going into. And thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Joanne. You've been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. And I hope all your dreams come true in 2025. I think you're on the edge of something really important, right?
Definitely. Oh, thank you.